In October 1947, at Murat Desert Test Center in California, history is made by this aircraft, the XF-1, and its pilot, Captain Charles E. Yeager. This airplane and this pilot are about to be the first ever to fly faster than the speed of sound in level flight. A B-29 will take the XF-1 aloft and launch her at an altitude of about 35,000 feet. The XF-1 is not a military aircraft, but a flying research laboratory designed to test the effects of supersonic flight upon airplanes. It is powered by 4 rocket engines. Its weight empty is less than 5,000 pounds, but it carries 8,000 pounds of fuel. B-29s have done a lot of memorable things, but none of them ever before had a mission quite like this one. And no airplane ever did what the XS-1 is about to do. Cracking the sound barrier in level flight will be more than a spectacular feat. It will also give the Air Force valuable knowledge of the resources of new propulsive systems. Captain Yeager gets aboard the XS-1. It can't be a long flight he's going to have in the little aircraft. At full power, the flight can't last more than 2.5 minutes. But it's going to be a fast one. Crews are ready, too, to do the timing, the only possible method for timing aircraft at extremely high altitudes. There she goes. A big moment in a history-making flight. Now she's approaching the barrier. The speed of sound at 35,000 feet is 660 miles per hour. A really big moment. Through the sound barrier. The first time ever in level flight. For the first time, except in dive, a man has flown an airplane faster than the speed of sound. It earned Captain Yeager many honors. And the historic plane, the XS-1, earned a resting place in the Smithsonian Institution.